By faith,
I govern. I govern.
I believe.
Before I see.
My faith is my force.
God is able.
God is willing.
God is moving.
We're going to repeat this, okay, for 7 times. Don't get tired already. Come on, look at some other hands already dropping down. This is a gym of faith. Hey. Come on, I'm watching you in your houses. You're not lifting up your hands. I'm going to fire you from my gym. All right. Let's do it again. Say, by faith.
I build.
By faith.
I overcome.
By faith.
I govern.
I believe.
Before I see.
My faith is my force.
God is able.
God is willing.
God is moving.
We're going to do that for another time again. By faith.
I build.
By faith.
I overcome.
By faith.
I govern.
I believe.
Before I see.
My faith is my force.
God is able.
God is willing.
God is willing.
God is moving.
God is moving.
We're going to do it again. Remember, we don't get tired in the gym. Are you tired already?
No.
All right. So take up another deep breath. Say, by faith,
I build.
By faith,
I overcome.
By faith, I govern.
I believe.
Before I see. My faith.
Is my force.
God is able.
God is able.
God is willing.
God is willing.
God is moving.
God is moving.
Drop down your hands. Now, our second exercise, we're going to go into the scripture. We are going to see people who by faith did something. So we're going to go to Hebrews 11. Now we're going to read Hebrews 11 verse 4. And we're going to read together in this gym of faith. Come on, everybody else. Say with me, by faith.
By faith.
Abel.
Offered to God.
A more excellent sacrifice. Than Cain. Now read together. 1, 3, go read.
By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
Continue reading.
Through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks.
Did you hear that? So we see a man here by the name Abel. The Bible says this man, because of what he gave to God, though he died, what he gave, it is speaking for him. Are you not getting it? It says because his giving was made by what? You see that the problem already? You are now looking at me like this now. Come on, we're in a gym here. Come on, everybody else say the gym of faith.
The gym of faith.
Huh, so the Bible says by faith, Cain. No, look there. It says, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Meaning to say we can be 20 here,
yeah,
all of us giving to God,
yeah,
but one can give the more excellent offering. Because the rest who can be doing it because we normally do it in church, and yet one can be doing it by what? And the Bible says, even though he died, oh my God, it says, through it, see the scripture there. It says, God testifying of his gifts.
And through it, he being dead still speaks.
You're not getting it? The blood of Abel still what?
Speaks.
The man is dead. But because of what he gave in faith, the only man in the whole Bible that the Bible actually repeatedly speaks of his blood speaking while dead is Abel. Hello? And the things that blood speaks of Cain, I mean of Abel, they are good things. It's the blood of Jesus that speaks better than the blood of Abel. Meaning to say, the blood of Abel speaks good things. Of Jesus speaks what? Better. Now, we're going back to our exercise. You're not going to get tired here because we're going to raise up a momentum of faith that, trust you me, we'll start seeing people speaking to their bank accounts, speaking to their employment, speaking to their positions, and things will begin to respond. Come on. How can somebody who's dead is the faith through speaking and working, and you are alive and your faith can't work? Somebody say, my faith will work.
My faith will work.
Number two, Hebrews 11, verse 5.
Hebrews 11, verse 5.
To 6.
By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death.
Imagine that.
And was not
found. No, before you continue there, raise up your two hands and declare this word. Say, I will not see death.
I will not see death.
Until God's fulfillment.
Until God's fulfillment.
Over my life.
Over my life.
And when time comes.
And when time comes.
I will not die.
I will not die.
I will live.
I will live.
And declare his works.
And declare his works.
I believe in eternity.
I believe in eternity.
I believe in eternal life.
I believe in eternal life.
The Bible says by faith, the man never died. So any trap coming ahead of you, any untimely death coming ahead of you, it will pass you by. All right, go ahead, reading. He says what?
And was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Go to verse 7.
Verse number 7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
All right. And we're going to read another scripture right now because we are about to do something. Anyone else, put up yourself, because we're building up a certain level of faith that will see things beginning to happen. Now let's go to verse 11.
Verse number 11. By faith, Sarah herself also received the strength to conceive seed. And she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
Now, if you have a neighbor in this gym, for those of you who are just joining us right now, today we are having the gym of faith, building up spiritual muscles, where you will develop a spiritual muscle that will make you start having things you believe for. Start seeing results of the prayers you pray for. Yes. Now, the scripture here says what? It says that she judged him faithful who had promised, though she was past age. But when he spoke that she would have a child, she did not see at her age, but she saw the promise and believed the promise. So if you have a neighbor right now, the second exercise we're about to do right now is, I want you to tell that neighbor, or if you don't have one, you're going to say this in repetition. You're going to say, I don't see my condition.
I don't see my condition.
I see promise.
I see promise.
I don't see my status.
I don't see my status.
I see God's promise.
I see God's promise.
I don't see my bank account.
I don't see my bank account.
I see God's promise.
I see God's promise.
I don't see the medical report.
I don't see the medical report.
I see God's promise.
I see God's promise.
I don't see my age.
I don't see my age.
I see God's promise.
I see God's promise.
I don't see limitations.
I don't see limitations.
I see God's promise.
I see God's promise.
Now, after we do this, I'm going to ask everybody else to stand up on your feet. Listen, this is a gym of faith, and you have to do together what we're doing right now. If you don't want to stand up, it's also okay. It's also okay. Now, I want you to say these words. Can you raise up your two hands? My spirit is strong.
My spirit is strong.
My belief is unbreakable.
My belief is unbreakable.
I walk in what is not seen.
I walk in what is not seen.
Because heaven already sees it done.
Already sees it done.
Now, as you still stand, you're going to start seeing things in your mind. Anything that you want the Lord to do for you. All right, there's another exercise we're doing in this gym of faith. Anything that you want God, you want Him to do for you. But I want you, before you begin to see those things, I want you to look at all the difficult things around you. All those things, begin to put them in your mind right now, because we're about to do something right now in this exercise, in this gym of faith. Begin to see things. Begin to see things. What are difficult? Like, that is difficult. That thing is difficult. And then we're going to pair it with the promise of God. And then we're going to put the faith on top of it. And we're going to see what we're going to do right now. See anything. This is an exercise. It has to be in your spirit. Begin to see that, okay, that in the natural is difficult. That in the natural is difficult. I can't be there in the natural. Okay? Now, after seeing those things, I want you to declare again what we spoke in the beginning. Say, by faith.
By faith.
I build.
I build.
By faith.
By faith.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By faith.
By faith.
I govern.
I govern.
I believe.
I believe.
Before I see.
Before I see.
My faith.
My faith.
Is my force.
Is my force.
God is able.
God is able.
God is willing.
God is willing.
And God is moving.
And God is moving.
Take a deep breath. Hold on for a few seconds. And see a miracle. Breathe out. In this moment, I want you to say these words. I am sustained.
I am sustained.
By unseen substance.
By unseen substance.
I don't have to see.
I don't have to see.
For me to believe.
For me to believe.
Now I make this prophetic executive decree as you hold your hands, as you raise your hands up. I decree and declare.
I decree and declare.
I sit.
I sit.
Where He sits me.
Where He sits me.
Thrones align.
Thrones align.
Oh, I am removed.
Oh, I am removed.
I ascend with clarity.
I ascend with clarity.
Every delay.
Every delay.
Destruction.
Destruction.
Now is judged.
Now is judged.
The revelation I carry.
The revelation I carry.
Is an eternal mandate.
Is an eternal mandate.
It cannot be voted out.
It cannot be voted out.
From this hour.
From this hour.
Every spiritual gate.
Every spiritual gate.
Financial gate.
Financial gate.
Breakthrough gate.
Breakthrough gate.
Healing gate.
Healing gate.
Recognize me.
Recognize me.
I am enthroned.
I am enthroned.
By invitation.
By invitation.
Enforced by angelic law.
Enforced by angelic law.
As I raise my hands.
As I raise my hands.
My faith is activated.
My faith is activated.
Sit down. What we do, very important, as we are here, we want to see what are spiritual comparisons to the earthly or to the worldly words. Firstly, we're going to look at gym. being a place where people carry heavy what? Heavy weights. Come on, tell your neighbor if you have one. Say, are you hearing this? Are you seeing where we are going? Hear this. A weight in the natural. It is what people carry, and it's heavy. I hope you're there. Yes. So people go there intentionally to lift up something heavy. Hello? You'd be like, what is he doing? Imagine waking up in the morning. Where are you going? To lift up what? Heavy things. And what happens? The more they are carrying those heavy things, the more their bodies are what? Built. Then they begin to add more plates. Are you understanding?
Yes.
Now they can cut up even heavier what? Weights. And they take it as pride. Then they add even more. You who do not carry heavy words, you can't lift them up.
Yes.
What those guys can lift is the same in the spirit. Weights in the spirit are your burdens. Okay. What I can lift, you can't lift. So I'm trying to train you now to start lifting things as if they are nonsense. Like there is a financial problem there. It's so heavy. You just go there and do like, pa, 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 and throw it there. Like, what? As if it's not heavy. As can we train your spirit to lift up? As I'm speaking right now, somebody is having a small problem financially and is busy. And my father's too much. Someone of faith, like myself, heavyweight champion, in the spirit. What you are struggling to pick, I can just go there like this and ah, you mean this? Can you put more? Hebrews 12 verse 1. They are spiritual words.
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight.
Stop there. Someone say every weight.
Every weight.
It says, since we are, so many people are watching us, there are some other weights are distractful. Say, I'm here.
I'm here.
Continue reading it.
And the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
I want you to go to Matthew 11, verse 28 to 29.
Matthew 11, from verse number 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Okay. So the first weight we saw in the Bible is a weight of sin. So there are people right now who sin is weighing them down. The second type of weight, it is of problems, which Jesus says of burdens. So he says, the first one, he says, you can actually lay it yourself aside. The second one, which Jesus is talking about, he says, you, he says what? Go back to the scripture. It says what? He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. It's like you're so much problems on you. He says, come to me. Now, listen to this. Then he continues saying, and I will give you rest. So there is a rest. You have to rest from the weight of troubles and problems you are carrying. But it must not stop there. The next verse, there is something you must now carry.
Take my yoke.
Exactly. So now there is a spiritual weight. My God, I'm talking to somebody here. Do you know what is a yoke? A yoke is like a weight. So Jesus says, what you have right now, remove it. And carry my burdens. Carry the type of weight I give you. Imagine you being trained to have a spiritual muscle to handle anything else. See what the Bible there is saying. It says what?
Learn from me. For
Wait. Stop there. It says, take my yoke upon you. It says, learn from me. Jesus was doing it when he was on earth. He was carrying heavy what? Weights. Not in the natural. What Jesus would carry, no one would carry it. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Jesus, he had gained spiritual muscle and stamina. That he finds a blind man, he will say, see. And the person's eyes will open. Because he had gained spiritual stamina. He says, learn from me. You want the food? He just says, take the fish. Then he says, Father, thank you for the food. Then everybody eats it. The problem is, you have faith. Continue reading.
And learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Imagine that. When you develop spiritual muscle in the spirit, whatever comes to you, whether it's a sickness, it becomes light. You just lift it up like this. Whether it's a financial problem, it becomes what? A light. But right now, it's so heavy, you don't know what to do. It's too much. Because there is yet, your spiritual muscle is not yet strong. In the book of Romans chapter 4, let's go there.
Romans chapter 4.
From verse 23 to 24.
Now it was not written for his sake alone, that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him, who raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead.
All right. And I go from verse 19 as well.
Romans chapter 4, verse 19. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body.
And not being what?
Weak in faith.
Again, not being what?
Weak in faith.
Uh-huh.
He did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb.
Wait a minute. Being what?
Not being weak in faith.
What is that analogy telling you? In verse 20, it continues.
He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith.
Wait a minute. Now, I want you to see this, all of you. I want you to see this. What are you seeing in this scripture now? Meaning you can have faith, but your faith can be weak. In verse 19, not being weak in faith. And in verse 20, being strong in faith. Meaning there is strong faith and there is weak faith. All of them, the surname is the faith. Just that the other one is weak, the other one is strong. So what do you do to have strong faith? Is when you begin to develop spiritual what? Gym routine. I remember the time when I began to gym in the spirit. I did it for 21 days. I have it. I can even give you the whole routine. I remember there was a certain time I was doing faith exercise, where I would actually wake up in the morning and believe God for something, and exercise, and speak things, and declare things the following day. Time set properly. Where I would gym in the spirit. So you have a miracle that you want, and you say, I'll pray for this thing on that day. But if from today before that day, I'll be gymming in the spirit. Confessing, having scriptures, speaking, declaring, speaking, speaking. By the time I was praying on that day, the faith was at another level. The Bible says building yourself up in the most holy faith so you can build. And the problem is, it's just like the way you are like that every day, like, oh, amen, amen. Do you know why men in the Bible would go to a mountain for 40 days? Read what the Bible says. Everyone who went to the mountain for 40 days, when they came back, what was happening? It was not just prayer. They came back built in faith. You've been saying, I'm believing God for a house. Until today, there's no house. This faith, I'm telling you now, it will make it to appear. Somebody say, I'm here. Say, I want my faith to work for me now.
I want my faith to work for me now.
Say it again.
I want my faith to work for me now.
Can we go ahead? To activate and strengthen the faith muscle, you need to understand the following things. Endurance under pressure. Say endurance.
Endurance.
Under pressure.
Under pressure.
Number two, strategic spiritual agility. You know what is agility, right? Flexible. Being able to adapt a new thing. And that's, these are the things which most believers do not understand. Imagine Moses. The Bible says by faith, he abandoned the palace. Come on, am I talking to somebody right here? He abandoned and he was willing to suffer with the people of God rather than enjoying the passing pleasures of sin. Imagine he was in the palace and he leaves the palace and he becomes a shepherd boy. How do you survive in that moment when God allows Satan to say, okay, it's fine. You think Job worshiped me because of the things he has? Touch him and see. Agility. How many men are we right now? I'm not traveling, but I'm agile. There'll be moments when money will not come in your account. Will you begin to say, I don't understand what's going on? No, when you develop spiritual muscle, that's what we develop it for. My God, I'm trying to talk to somebody right here. Tell your neighbor, are you developing a muscle in the spirit?
Are you developing a muscle in the spirit?
My God. Exactly. Number three. Are you still there?
Oh, yes.
Resilience while building kingdom systems. Because when God calls you, the way you are, all of you are watching me now, you have got a calling. God called you, and I'm telling you this. There will be moments when what God calls you for, there is a resistance. It will need you to be resilient. To say, no matter what resistance I'm facing, yes, I'll keep on pushing what God said I will do for his kingdom. Jesus. That will need a spiritual muscle of faith. Otherwise, there are some people right now, they're in church, but trust you me, they have given up their calling. And you're hearing me and you're watching me. I'm telling you now, you have given up. Because your muscle of faith is weak. Say after me, raise up your two hands again. Say these words. Say,
as I raise my hands,
I refuse
to drop my calling.
To drop my calling. Because of my status.
Because of my status.
Because of my environment.
Because of my environment.
Because of my situation.
Because of my situation.
Just as a bodybuilder trains for strength and definition, so must be the believer train their belief system until faith becomes your default posture in every environment. In every environment, train your faith that it becomes your default posture. That if anything would happen, that's where Apostle Paul said what? The shield of faith. So this happens there. You shield with the faith. The enemy comes this direction, he finds faith. Tell your neighbor, faith.
Faith.
Build the muscle.
Build the muscle.
Hey. Day one looks like it's working well. So I want to build a muscle in the spirit.
I want to build a muscle in the spirit.
Now let's go ahead. Now we're going into practical again. All right. Now, I want you to stand up again on your feet. I told you if you are really here in this gym, they were going to gym together. All right. I know some are not going to stand up, but it's okay. Those of you who will be standing up, you know what you're doing. Let's do this. We're developing a muscle in the spirit, and we need that healing now.
Yes.
We need that job now.
Yes.
We need that promotion now.
Yes.
We need that breakthrough now.
Yes.
So raise up two hands. Say these words. Faith is my substance.
Faith is my substance.
Not just my feeling.
Not just my feeling.
Not just my emotion.
Not just my emotions.
I don't walk by sight.
I don't walk by sight.
I walk by the spirit.
I walk by the spirit.
God's promises are my reality.
God's promises are my reality.
Even when I can't see them.
Even when I can't see them.
Today.
Today.
I train my belief system.
I train my belief system.
My spirit lifts weights.
My spirit lifts weights.
Of impossible things.
Of impossible things.
My doubts bow.
My doubts bow.
At the feet of God's word.
At the feet of God's word.
Faith flows through me.
Faith flows through me.
Like oxygen.
Like oxygen.
I cannot live without it.
I cannot live without it.
Now we're going to do spiritual workouts. And I'm going to give you some daily disciplines in these drills. You have to build your spiritual stamina and your spiritual reflex. The first discipline I'm going to give you for the next 7 days is word immersion, word routine. You must find yourself every morning, at lunch hour, in the evening, studying Hebrews 11. Only Hebrews 11. Only Hebrews 11. And each day, read two things which by faith some people did. Write them down somewhere. By faith, Enoch did this. By faith, this one did this. At lunch hour, write again two people. By faith, this one did this. By faith, this one did this. In the evening, write again two people. By faith, this one did this. And that one did it. This is the health diet and health routine I'm giving you in this spiritual gym to gain the stamina. Because you will not afford to reach December without a miracle. This is not for those people who are okay. This is for the people who say, I'm tired. I want to see my faith working. And in this spiritual gym routine we're doing, you're going to have one day where you, in every day, okay? Let me not say one day. In every day, you're going to skip one either meal. It could be breakfast. Or it could be lunch. Not total fasting. But the other day, maybe you might miss breakfast and have lunch. And some other time you might actually miss maybe dinner, or you may choose what you'll be missing. And you'll be using Matthew 4, verse 4. When people are eating, you'll be confessing this scripture. It says,
"But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God."
It does not say by the Bible. You will not live by the Bible. It says by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Meaning to say, God can still be speaking to you. So whenever you have a moment, go through the teachings. Such teachings I teach you. Go on YouTube, hear the word of God, read some of our books, go into the Bible, or have a moment when you ask yourself questions, what is God saying? This is a spiritual routine for your healthy diet to develop a spiritual muscle in the next 7 days. You will skip either breakfast or lunch, or you will see what you can skip. I normally skip, my wife knows it. There are some times there are days we fast, but this is not fasting. It is where you're exercising your body that I don't live by bread. So in the next 7 days, you're going to skip something. Okay? Can we go ahead?
Yes.
No one who will do this exercise will finish this exercise without having something happening in their lives. So let's do it. Let's do it. If you do it properly and you are disciplined, you will see the results of your working out. Okay? So, are you still there? So we are dealing with health routine, right? For the next 7 days. So you're going to have, all right, what to eat. We have given you the food, the word of God, Hebrews 11. And also, Matthew 4:4, where you jump some other food. Because if you actually see what you are taught in gym, it's exactly what you are taught in the Bible. In gym, they'll tell you, be careful with what you eat. And sometimes they can even prescribe fasting for you. The word of God says the same. Am I talking to somebody here?
Oh, yeah.
It's the same, because your body and your spirit were made by the same God. What can train your body can also train your spirit. The disciplines in the body, if you apply them in the spirit, the results are the same. In these 7 days, find a time within the 7 days and repeat the following words 7 times. God is able. God is willing. God is moving. You repeat these words 7 times. God is able. God is willing. God is moving. Then again, God is able. God is willing. God is moving. Again, God is able for 7 times. This is a drill in the spirit. Number 3. You will do what we call breath of belief exercise. Breath of what? Breath of belief exercise. Where you hold your air and stop breathing a little bit and say what you are believing and then breathe. Okay, so a very good example. I hold my breath and I say, I believe God for healing. Then I breathe out. Say the breath of faith or the breath of belief exercise. Deep inhale, hold breath, speak what you are believing God for and breathe out. Then we're going to life application. This is where now they work out becomes real world transformation. So you will face the fear. Face the fear task. And in this one, you will identify one action you've been avoiding due to fear, laziness, or intimidation. So you are going to single out whether one or two or three things in your life you've been maybe ignoring them that, oh, maybe this can't work, or maybe you have faith, but you've been not confronting them. You are going to discover, or you're going to look for them 2, 3, or 4, or 1, and you're going to confront them by pairing them with a faith decree. For example, you will say, I do this by faith, not fear. Then you will mention it. Or, this will happen by faith and not fear. It will be done by faith, not my feelings. It will be done by faith, not my emotions. So you're going to look for one area in your life, whether it's your ministry is not moving forward, you're going to write down ministry. Or there are some stagnations in your finances, you're going to write financial stagnation. Then you're going to declare, my finances will move by faith and not by my emotions. So you're going to start confronting that area for the next 7 days. I do this by faith, not by either fear or intimidation or doubt. Or this will be done by faith and not by. So you're going to have reflection prompt, reflection moment. Ask yourself daily the following questions. Where does my faith need to change? Do I doubt? Do I have faith? Do I believe? 2, in which area does my faith have to produce a miracle? Finance, healing, relationship. Ask yourself those questions. Let me finish by giving. So this one I've given you is in general. You can use it at any time, any moment, and any time. But there's a specific one I want to give you, which I call the morning drill. Start with a 2 to 5 minutes morning declaration of faith, where you'll be moving around, walking in your house with a demonstration of your hands of declaration. This way you do like this, where you declare. 2 minutes to 5 minutes. No, not less than 2 minutes. This is a morning decree. Morning drill. Where you'll be moving around and speaking what you want to see. Which area you want a miracle? If it is to do with your child who's in drugs, you will be moving in your house and speaking in Jesus' name. By faith, my child will be delivered. I command every spirit of addiction is out. By faith, I decree he's free. If it's to do with marriage, by faith, my husband is coming. By faith, my husband is here. In the spirit, by faith, my wife, whatsoever you want to declare, by faith, I am healed. The pain is gone. By faith, this is a morning drill. For the next 7 days, you'll be doing it. So I'm here. So start with that. Number 2, in the morning drill, speak something loud with boldness. Speak it to say, in the name of Jesus. And then speak what you want to happen with boldness. And end the drill with a charge, not with amen. You didn't hear me. So don't end the prayer and say, amen, at the end. No. End with a charge. You know a charge? When you are provoking a lion does, what is it doing? Charging. A lion will not just wake up from there like a cat and bite you. That's a small cat that you keep in your house. A lion first will charge. So you must end your morning drill with a charge because you are charging for the day. So end with a charge where you either clap your hands where you are praying or speaking words and then stop there and go to your work. Leave it, leave yourself in the charge mode.